nerds. Party nerds. Party nerds. Party nerds. Party nerds. Party nerds. The party nerds are back, guys. Give it up. Welcome to the party. We are back. We got a full house. This feels like a family reunion right now because past month or two, we've been kind of scattered. Bravo, welcome back.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you been, man?
I've been great, man.
You've grown. You're like 2 inches taller. Or
what, no,
my
not.
Beard?
Or maybe it's just a sight gag. Well, no, man, what you been up to? You haven't been here in a minute.
Yeah, just causing trouble, dude. Had a couple of events that I had to take care of. It was actually a lot of fun.
Couple events, like somebody owe you money, like a couple. I had a couple things I had to take care of.
Actually, it was.
And he is Italian, guys, so that
one was
mean a hit.
The New Jersey's like Builder Association. So if anything was a little paisano, that was definitely it.
Oh, so you won the Goodfellas. All right, so you were one of the collectors. So, guys, welcome back. Let's introduce the cast, the full house cast. Next to Bravo, we got Jervis.
What's up, my Negans?
Was popping.
he has a keyboard covered with gummies, yeah. Which is A, unsanitary, and Bravo is picking. They just nasty for
yeah,
no good
yo,
reason right
and
now.
I'm going to tell you
and,
right now.
And that Four Loko just hit it. It kicked it right
just
down.
Ate a gummy off of .com. keyboard, you feel me?
Yo, what?
That is disgusting.
Yeah. So we will forgive trifling Jerv right now, just picking shit off the floor, eating it. And next to Jerv, we got Aubrey. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you been?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
I saw you were partying at Vera the weekend with your muses.
Yes, Farrah and I and Liz and...
and
oh my
some
gosh.
Other people that you're really not
Mel.
That close to.
No,
some
I haven't
milk
seen Mel
duds
for a long
there.
Time. No, it was me and Mel and Farrah and Liz. And of course, we ran into Darius, who initially
he's
wouldn't even talk
muse.
To me.
Yeah, right.
I smacked him and he still wouldn't look at me.
Why? What
he
did
was,
you
like,
squirm him?
I was like, are you serious? This is how you're going to treat me? You're not even going to look me in the face? And he was like,
And guys, this is all the games that goes on with guys and girls in nightclub. A bunch of bullshit, fake flirting is just horrible. Next to Aubrey, we got Devin, Mr. I Lost a Tooth Wade.
Yeah, I got my wisdom tooth pulled, man.
Yo, first of all, tell him how much pain were you in?
And he's still eating that candy.
Listen, dog,
yeah.
Now I can. You know what I'm saying? Before, man, the pain was crazy, dog. I'm talking about literally like Professor X in your brain telling you you feel the worst pain of all times. That's what it was, dog.
Dude, he actually was like in the car just being like, yo, this is the worst pain of my life.
Yeah. It sucked.
Matter
of fact, when we went to go see Ghost in the Shell, like the whole movie, I was just like, oh my God, what is happening to me, dog? God doesn't fuck with me. You know what I mean?
That's how I felt with my knee that week, man.
I've had kidney stones.
Yeah, man. I don't think that hurts.
Yeah, you're wrong.
You're absolutely wrong. I'd rather shoot stones through my dick, bro.
Wow. The battle of the illnesses.
Yeah, I know, right?
Next to Devin, we have our gamers, AJ and Ed. What's
what up,
going
people?
On, gentlemen?
What it do? I don't even have an intro anymore after that story. I'm done.
So what's up, gentlemen? Ed, I like that shirt. What is that, Mario and Wario?
It's Mario versus Sonic Dawn of Justice, taken off of the BVS cover.
Ah, okay.
Because I need to trigger you even more to hate BVS.
Man, Dawn of Justice is the worst, you know? but I do, like, have hope for Justice League. No, I do have hope, you know?
Can we just talk about how it's been more than a year since Batman versus Superman, and you're still just
incredibly salty? It's just like, it's just like that one, like, girl or somebody that just dumped you years ago, you know, like, fuck
let
her.
It go. let it go.
Gotta go Elsa.
Yeah, he does. You kind of do sound like that girlfriend, though. He's an asshole. you haven't seen him for a year. He's an asshole.
All right, guys. So tonight, there's been so much going on in the media, pop culture, especially in the nerdverse. And one of the main things we wanted to talk about tonight is these TV shows. Now, you know, normally, guys, when we first started this podcast, it's almost, by the way, almost a year. And everyone listening, we're going to be having our anniversary podcast coming up in 2 weeks. So make sure you guys listen. We've been on the radio for a year. Guys, give it up for that.
Yeah.
Woo! So for 1 year, so make sure 2 weeks from now you guys tune in because we got a lot of really cool things. And it's actually going to be on YouTube. So, you know, you guys can check it out. So, anyway, when we started this like about a year ago, we talked about, oh, The Flash. Oh, this show's so great. Oh, Supergirl, Arrow. And we were all hyped about what was going on. And let me ask you a question. Do you guys care now? Do you guys care
Hell
about?
No. About these Just shows? Saying.
Yeah, but this has only been a year. What's happened?
Oh, Supergirl has sucked from day one. Sorry.
Damn.
I tried and tried and tried to get into it, and it was just so freaking cheesy. I mean, She's Smallville was cheesy, but I was all about Smallville. But Supergirl, I just...
I found the stuff to like about it, but she's right when it really comes to it.
The biggest thing that DC has failed at everything is just the inconsistencies on the powers. I mean, even just like I was catching up on Legends of Tomorrow. And I was telling my girlfriend was like, "Oh, I thought you said you hated the show." I was like, "I do. I'm just giving it a second chance." She's like, "Why do you hate it?
You should know better."
She's like, "Why do you hate it? It seems so interesting." I was like, "It just makes no sense." Like, listen, I get it. Time travel, like you have to like watch with what you do, but I can't stand the consistency of, "Oh my God, we wrecked ourselves." Cool. Go back in time. You can literally do it. An infinite amount of time.
No, you can't interfere with like past events you already lived. Like that's a huge major plot point.
No,
like, have you watched the show?
Yes, it is.
But they it's a still great show. Do. But they
AJ
still
is triggered.
Do it. No, they still don't. Do it.
No, they don't.
Yes, they don't. Interrupt with things that they've done with all the time.
Like when
it's how significant you do interfere with it. You're not supposed to see your past self, talk with your past self, things like that.
But they do!
That, yeah.
They did it once.
No, they did. They did it once.
We just saw an episode where they did it.
Yeah, that was the one time. That's why it was a big deal.
Except like, they did the final episode like triple times in the episode. But
they did it like 35
but
see, times.
I mean, but within a year, like honestly, like a year ago, like I kind of cared. Like I cared the fact that, oh no, you know, Reverse Flash is messing up, you know, Barry's, he re-killed his mom and stuff like that. Now, is it they're recycling the same stories or are we just bored with it?
Honestly,
what's going on?
I think it's that like there's so much to keep up with now. Like if you want to get the full like you know CW experience, you have to watch Legends of Tomorrow, Flash, Arrow, and Supergirl.
Yeah, like, that is kind of annoying.
No one has time for all that. At first, it started off with like Arrow. Then it was like Arrow and the Flash. It's like okay, two shows.
Yeah.
Then Legends of Tomorrow came on like you know half the season, so like that was durable. Now it's just like all these TV shows, and if you miss a couple of weeks, you don't see it on the CW app, and then you have to go and look for it. And at that point, I just wait for it to come out on Netflix.
Well, when
and
if you're it only goes, watching it goes,
one show,
it goes back to what we talked about last week when you were saying, "Have we hit that saturation point, the overkill?"
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we have yet. But in a certain reign of TV, yes, four shows on one network is a lot. I mean, they're on four nights a week. So you have to dedicate four nights of your week to watch these shows and keep up with them. And
you know what? Now that you tough. Say this, is I think
that's
it's more likely that you'll have like a free day where you're doing nothing than a bunch of big free spots. So by him saying he waits until it comes on Netflix at this point, it would be simpler if all of them dropped the whole season on Netflix and it was like, this one day I don't have nothing to do. I watched all of them.
But that's the problem I use Netflix only. And the thing is there are so many times where I'm just binge watching through Arrow or binge watching through Flash. And then I'm like, wait, what's going on? Why am I lost? I literally have been watching the last five episodes.
And
they're like, oh, because you need to watch Arrow. You need to watch Flash. You need to watch Legends.
They're all connected. Now let me break down the numbers. I mean, these are some significant drops. And this is from 2016 to this year. Year-to-date change. The Flash, even though it was renewed drop, it was minus 21.86%. Supergirl, the biggest drop. People are not watching that. Is minus 53.54%. Arrow, minus 31.56. Legends of Tomorrow, minus 20.37. None of these shows are actually, is pretty bad for CW in general. A lot of their shows are slumping. So I guess the question is, to me personally, I think the writing is the same thing. Like if you follow these storylines, like I'm watching Supergirl and I'm watching The Flash and I'm like, it's kind of what we've seen before.
How many times is Flash going to face off against a speedster?
This last season, next season, they're not doing a speedster.
Oh my God.
I didn't know.
It only took four seasons.
How do you know this?
It only took four seasons.
But you're good.
How do you know this?
Because they said it. The main villain will not be a speedster next season.
The main villain. Doesn't mean there won't be a villain.
Yeah, there'll be a speedster in it, but it won't be the main villain will not be a speedster. So you're taking care of Bravo.
Boring.
Hey, but you have to also understand this, too. It's not just these superhero shows that are losing ratings. A lot of shows have low ratings compared to their previous seasons also. And with the CW, there's other things involved too, where you can watch it on the CW website or the app. So you don't have to actually watch it that night of the week. You can catch it later on at your convenience.
Yeah, they got to be factoring that somehow.
Bro, but no, now let me
we're
say
not
going to
talk about
quick.
The ratings. Let's just talk about the writing in it. The writing has gotten awful.
No, but he's talking about the ratings. So let's
talking
deal
about
with that.
Both. I think the bad writing is affecting the ratings. Matt, but here in our chat room, people are actually, they love it. People are saying how they love the show.
Exactly.
_J4S0, and they said Savitar looks awesome. You know, some people said, no, someone said Speedster Overload. So, you know, so you got a mixture of opinions
and
everything.
Absolutely. And you got to think too, competition. You're going against shows like The Voice, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football. Like
WWE SmackDown.
Yeah.
Mojo Raw.
Mojo
in the house.
So anything that's grounded in reality TV or something that you can only watch as a one-time occurrence, like a big sporting event. Like we just went through the NCAA tournament. We have the NBA playoffs for NBA and also now the NHL hockey playoffs. So you have these once in a lifetime, depending on your team as well, these occurrences that are going on that are big in sports or in popular culture, like with The Voice. So it's going to throw off something like these DC TV shows that you can watch really anytime you want.
Yeah, because I watch
them. It doesn't really matter.
Right. I watch them during the week, even if I have to come home. Like, I may come home and then watch them on the DVR, but I watch them that night.
Right.
But if basketball's on, I'm watching basketball.
Right.
I'm catching wrestling.
I've caught up on Supergirl, and let me say this real quick. Last season, it was all about Supergirl and Jimmy Olsen. You know, they had this kind of like love, like kind of they were in each other, but they weren't really and stuff like that. Now they totally, it's like they just forgot their old storyline.
They didn't
again,
know.
This
they
writing.
Ended it.
No,
can
no,
we
but,
just,
but
no,
can
they
we just have a superhero
it.
Movie?
I watch it too, but the thing is, like, even like, what's the name of the lady who left the show who was Harrison Ford's?
Cat Grant.
Like, she's gone now. I don't know if she's not coming back, but to me, it lost something when she left the show.
Can
I
we
thought
just
she
have
was
a
great.
Superhero TV show that's not every day a love story thing? Like,
no.
I mean, I'm watching
I think
the superhero.
That's too much a part of human nature.
No, I disagree. When you watch the first season of Arrow, like, yeah, there was a little bit of error with that Felicity thing, but it wasn't a major part of the story, and it really wasn't that much of an effect. It was more about him going around taking revenge on who killed his father and fixing his city. That's what the superhero things need to be. If they have a love interest in Punisher, I'm not going to watch it.
Prince.
Because I'm sorry, if somebody's going to be like, I love him, but he just killed everyone.
Dude, look at Harley Quinn and the Joker.
That's not a good template.
Look at how awful it was.
That's not the best example.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that that's just another portrayal of human nature. Yes, it's completely sadistic and totally psychotic. But there is this weird twist of a... I can't even call it a relationship.
I understand that there's love out there. I'm not completely blind to that being in a relationship for 4 years, but...
Shots fired.
Did you just hear that candy?
That's why I moved the candy.
That's why you're freaking out.
I moved the candy. I was like, I can't have this candy in front of me.
Wait. This is why Bravo was talking to Mile Man. There's a big pile of candy.
But regardless,
it's like the micro machine guy.
The entire thing is this. When I watch a superhero movie, I'm watching it because it's a superhero movie. I'm not watching it because it's a love interest. If I'm watching an action movie, I don't need a love interest. If I'm watching a romantic comedy, I don't need
Deadpool
to have explosions.
Deadpool had it in it. Deadpool had it in it.
It did. And it wasn't the major focus.
Matt it was Boyle, a big part of it. Matt it was Boyle, critical to that.
Same,
it was
guys,
critical
guys,
to the story.
At
that
the same
love joking
too.
Listen,
here's the thing.
Matt
they
Boyle
wrote themselves into a corner now because of Deadpool 2.
Bravo.
So either she's going to need to be dead.
Matt Boyle 27 said, if Punisher had a love interest, it wouldn't be as good. And there's a couple people saying that it's the writing. So a lot of people are like actually giving their feedback on it. Yeah, I think love stories are important. But, you know, if it's the major arc, like, first of all, like you look at the Iron Fist.
Right.
They tried so much with the whole thing. That thing just to me just what failed from the get. You know what I mean? So
listen,
it wasn't just
fart noise.
Yeah, but it was just
yes,
because
that
of
was
that.
Me.
No,
that
had a lot of issues.
It had a lot of inconsistencies.
But that's another thing.
Of that.
Does it make sense for a Shaolin monk who's supposed to be super Zen master to have a love interest?
Okay, my whole point in saying that is not because that's why I watch superhero movies, because even though I'm a girl, I freaking love to watch superheroes kick ass. But I'm saying, like, as human beings. Generally speaking.
But they're not human beings most of the time.
No,
that's
no, no,
the
no, no,
thing.
No. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying us as viewers.
Right.
Like, us as people. I think it's a way to appeal to the masses.
I agree, but they don't need to do it in every single one. That's the problem. Is with Doctor Strange, obviously there was a love interest there. Was it a major focus of the movie? No. With Deadpool, it was there, and it was him trying to get her back. But was it focused on it the entire time? No. And on top of that, it doesn't need to be in every single movie. With Batman, yeah, like with all of these different superhero things, obviously there's going to be some type of love interest because you can connect with people just like you're saying.
Right.
But it doesn't need to be in everyone.
Look at Logan. Logan didn't have a really romantic love interest, but it was great.
Yeah. But no. But you can't say that because Logan does, in the comics, he doesn't have those love interests.
But then when they start making those Fox movie Jones, they went over the top a little bit with the Jean Grey part.
Yes.
No, but that's didn't in the, make but it that's that in the much worse.
No, it is
that's
in the comic, comics, but the though. Way they made it, though, the way it was in the movies, dog, right. was like, come on.
Guys, didn't they guys, make let it
let
that
me,
much
let
worse?
Let me read this comment. Marvel Strikes Back said, about the love interest, almost, keyword, almost, everyone must have a love interest. They are the key motivation for the protagonist, thank you, and push the story. I was like,
you need some candy.
For example.
Really? Because in Star Wars, was the love interest the main thing to fix the problem?
It was incest.
Okay. That's different. That's just it. I feel the love story with superheroes is becoming such a cheap trope that's being used all the time.
Not if it's done well.
So do you
not agree? If it's done well, but when done have well. The last been done well?
So but do you agree that also with the whole their origin stories too, because it's the same.
Agreed. It doesn't.
And we talked about
maybe they're doing this so our girls will watch it with origins. Us.
Oh, that's what? A good point. Yeah,
like my girl probably ain't gonna watch it if it don't got.
Great.
Like,
I don't watch horror movies with my girlfriend either.
Well, listen,
when I'm watching a horror movie,
a horror movie is 2 hours. We talk about 24 hours of watching. So she gotta watch this show, or I don't get to watch it. You feel me?
What I was gonna mention is that yes, you want to have a love interest to kind of placate to the masses. But not all the masses are big fans of like something like The Bachelor or something like that. Whack. That's not what we go into.
That's
the
not love. Whack. That's crap.
Well, not even that.
But that's what, remember, reality TV is what people binge off of. So their perception of what they see on reality TV is what people are looking forward to. So that's what I'm
kind of relating
to.
And guys, by the way, if you're listening and you guys want to call in your opinion, the lines are open. 856-457-8660 as we pass Easter candy across the table.
Well, Devin's asking for the candy. I'm like, yes, get it away from me.
I've never seen Bravo this fired
guys,
up before.
He is ready to go. He's been away for 2 weeks.
You don't understand.
Bravo's going to snap on you.
I don't have candy. I don't ever have candy. So now that it's in front of me and it was Snickers, which are like my favorite candy, I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, so much. Why not? I don't care. I'll die of diabetes
we're
right here.
We're getting a lot of feedback in the chat room. Someone on Magic Bubbles 2000 actually said, they are putting love interest in all superhero movies to get people who do not watch free movies watch come in and watch all of them and enjoy
what?
Them.
Until it got really discombobulated. I agree.
I read that Deadpool, word for word.
Deadpool even played a trope on that with their advertising. They did the whole thing like,
the Valentine's Day one,
where they made it look like it was a love story.
Yeah.
And they did it to make fun of all of that. They were like, yeah, come see our love story. It's so wonderful. Meanwhile, she's pegging him with a strap on.
There we go.
Once again,
So let me ask you guys, as far as these shows go, what would it take, you guys think, for these shows to get their ratings back up? Or has that ship sailed? Are people over it?
No, better writing.
I think you got to figure in, too, when you have a show on network television, then you have what Netflix does. It's a whole different ballgame. If you want to see it more gritty and grimy, and once you saw Logan, it's not saying every movie has to be R-rated, but you want to see them take it to that level. You know, you could. Mm-hmm. I think they could have done Logan. I think Logan could have been a PG rating if you. I mean,
13. No.
You would have to take out the headshots and all that.
He's saying
it wouldn't have been as real.
No.
He's saying it would still be successful.
But you would have lost a little something. But because of your cutting heads off and shit.
Yeah,
like
Logan showed titties for no reason. Them titties was unsanctioned, uncalled for. Those were the most random titties. Yeah.
The girl, the limousine girl.
I mean, whoever wrote those titties in was crazy. Like, who wrote those titties in?
Yo, man, he was lonely on the scene.
Just said,
he needed titties.
Check out titties for no
reason. Hello, there is a lady in the room.
This movie's rated R, guys. Check it out.
No, I didn't. I looked down. I looked down.
Guys, we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, yes, how
caller,
you doing, caller?
Did you see the titties?
Stop it. Oh, no. So disrespectful.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Jordan, Puerto Rico.
Oh, it's Jordan from last
Puerto
week,
Rico.
Man. What's going on?
So Jordan, what, like, let us know, what show are have you lost interest in? What don't you care about anymore? And tell us why.
Game of Thrones, man.
What?
Word.
Whoa.
That shit is way too
real.
Wait,
please tell us why you stopped caring about Game of Thrones, because a lot of people would disagree with you.
I know somebody disagree with me, but I watch it a lot of times, and I can see it, then I just, like, have interest, and then, like, a lot of things I don't know, like,
yeah, so you just lost interest in it while you're eating candy like we are over here.
I think it's a time frame. He was saying that, you know, it's been off so long that you lose interest.
Right, but that can actually work favor.
What?
He don't agree with what you said. He's like, no, man, that's not what I'm saying. So stop putting words in people's mouths.
So, Jordan, what part of Game of Thrones is kind of turning you off from probably watching the next season then? Like, are you not going to watch the next season? And if so, why?
It's not like I don't have interest, but I do want to watch it, but I have, like, I don't want to, you know, just, you know what I mean? Like, I want to watch it, but
listen, when it comes back on and everybody starts talking about it again, I guarantee that's going to
So you're not into it because it's not really relevant now, you know, but if just like everything, like, now that Walking Dead is over, people just stop caring.
Listen, man, I'm going to make things clear. My friends are nice. You're bugging. Let me tell you something right now. Game of Thrones is possibly the best thing that ever graced a television screen on any planet.
What about Breaking Bad?
It's better than Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
yo, you need to get out more, homie. I'm just saying that right now.
Yeah.
Then I'm Breaking Bad, but I don't watch. I want to watch Game of Thrones, but like, I don't have like much interest. Like, you know what I mean?
There's just not a lot there for you to go back to, I guess.
It's much more interesting to watch the grass grow.
Well, we appreciate you calling back. We appreciate you calling
back.
Thank
you, brother.
I personally think that I'm very excited and I'm hyped about Game of Thrones.
I'm with
that, actually,
I'm with
that.
Wait.
I'm about to call my mom.
We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Caller, you there? Going on once, I'm a 2-10, give me 10, give me 5, give me 10, give me 25, give me 30, give me 35, 45.
Okay, 45. I'm back.
Oh, Jordan's coming back. He's always got some.
I accidentally sent, like, Tosh and Cole at you.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. But look, he's not excited about Game of Thrones. Personally, I'm excited about Game of Thrones.
What are you expecting from next season? Like, what are you expecting out of it?
A conclusion.
We got two seasons. Not
No. Well, oh, yeah, the no beginning of the conclusion, because right now the books, if I'm not mistaken, have finally caught up to the TV show. Not true?
Incorrect.
So what's going on, Robin?
The TV show is past the books.
The TV show is way past the books.
Okay.
The sixth book hasn't even come out yet, and the sixth season is already out, and each season follows a book. And, like, the last two seasons are going to be broken up into two, but it's going to be the seventh book. So we haven't even gotten the sixth book yet.
But you're excited about it, though, right?
No.
You're not excited. But
me either.
Jarvis, you watch Flash and you're excited about that.
No.
So
you
work
never
as irrelevant.
Watch the show.
No. Jarvis, I don't watch
Listen
it.
Listen to
so.
Me, bro. Listen to me. I know for an absolute fact, if you watch this show is perfection.
Yeah. I didn't watch the show originally because I figured everybody was just into it because of all the sex scenes and everything like that. I was like, yeah, okay.
Exactly,
and then
I don't watch it.
No, and then like I stopped over to my mom's house and my mom was like, oh yeah, I've read these books since they started coming out in 1980. I was like, what? So I started reading the books and then I was like, all right, I'll watch a season after I read like each one of the books. I got to a very iconic part in the season 3 and I got so pissed off at the books that I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to watch a TV show because I won't get as attached. And I was wrong. It's really, really good.
It's so good. Yo, my mom. The reason why I said I would call my mom
thinks that Game of Thrones is the best thing that ever came
out. No, Game of Thrones is that good.
It is fire.
So wait, Aubrey, let me ask you a question. You guys don't like Game of Thrones just because you... Have you given it a chance? Have you watched
the
season?
No, it's not that
I don't like want to eat my broccoli.
Are you just saying I don't like Game of Thrones? I just never seen
broccoli.
It. That's all.
No, no, he never saw it. Yeah. I know you never saw it.
I just never seen it.
Everything you like... is in this.
I'm telling you guys.
Everything you like.
I'm telling you.
You like good acting?
Aubrey, if you like Star Wars,
hold on. You like good fighting scenes?
No,
you like beautiful women?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Everything is in
it makes no sense that you haven't watched the show. Like,
I want to hear why Aubrey
you have to put time aside for. Aubrey just doesn't like seeing other titties on the screen.
No, I want to hear.
She feels hers are superior.
I freaking hate that word. No, seriously.
Boobies. Breasticles.
Anyway. All right, let her speak.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So,
Bags of sand.
I've seen two or three episodes that I knew ahead of time did not have any sex scenes in it. Some of the violent. I mean, I'm a unique individual because I will not watch anything that has graphic sex, nudity, or graphic violence.
Will you watch somebody getting their throat slit open and zombies eating an eyeball?
No. No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like watching.
Not watching The Walking Dead.
I don't watch The Walking Dead either for the same reason.
Okay.
I saw the first episode and I was like, this is way too violent for me. I can't do it.
What about a scene where a father cuts off his son's arm?
It's his hand, Bravo.
I'm not laughing.
Here's the thing. I can take violence. I don't like it when it's gratuitous, when it's very graphic.
Like when it's over the top.
I loved Lord of the Rings. I love that trilogy. I thought it was awesome and there was a lot of violence in it. But I can deal with PG-13 violence. I can't.
But you couldn't watch the Jesus joint, the Jesus movie where they was
released. Passion of the Christ. Oh my gosh, Darnell and I saw that in the theater.
We did?
Yeah, it was you, me, Dalvin and Billy.
Oh my
when it
God!
Came out.
So were you able to watch that? Because that's like extreme.
No, I looked down through most of the movie.
Part of that
plays to my moral values, and I'm not saying that I'm better than anyone, but it makes me extremely uncomfortable. And what I do for a living, I mean, you guys know, I deal with trauma all day long. Mm-hmm. So when I watch something to be entertained, I need to really, really like the people that I'm watching.
I mean, there's some people, and that makes sense, and I understand your perspective, but there's some people, like when you add the reality of life, like in the world, you have all that.
Based off of a lot of history. Like a lot of people don't realize that Daenerys Stormborn's entire... part, save for the dragons, is based off of one of Queen Elizabeth's ancestors. It's based off of the Torter family. And a lot of the things that happened in Game of Thrones actually did happen throughout history. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest scenes, which is known as the Red Wedding, was actually called the Black Dinner, and it happened twice.
There were black people
history.
There?
No.
Absolutely not.
Their last name is Black.
Oh, okay.
No, sir.
You're like, yo, can y'all pass the grits? Based on a natural story.
But it actually did happen.
I'm done.
A lot of things throughout Game of Thrones actually did happen throughout history, and that's one of the reasons why a lot of people do enjoy it is because, listen, as much as violent as this was and as horrible as some of these things are, these actually happened in shaping our society.
Right. I mean, and like I said, so based on the caller, like Game of Thrones, I cannot wait until the new season comes on, you know, but ultimately, like just to wrap up this conversation, I really think the writing just needs to change. I think they need to go in extreme different directions, because if they had another season of a speedster, if they had another Arrow where he's fighting another archer like Prometheus, and then he's fighting the Dark Art, it's like, come on,
can he fight someone
that's not an Arrow? Like,
can they just be consistent? Oh, this woman who's never been in a fight in her life suddenly snuck up on one of the world's best trained assassins. What?
Yo, they learn karate in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yo,
it's ridiculous. No, but that sounds like the Iron Fist problem.
It's crazy, dog.
But guys, by the way, you heard about the possible strike, pending strike coming up too.
WGA.
A writer strike?
Writer strike.
Yeah. That's scary because that really messed up a lot of shows back when I used to watch Lost.
No, this is big. This is big because the one show they said that's really going to be affected is Walking Dead. They said the writers
The Writers Guild Association.
Yeah, they said that right now is not a guarantee. They haven't even started working on the next season yet. So
hold on, but what are the writers striking about now? What they saying?
They're not getting paid enough.
Oh, they trying to really.
They ain't getting enough fat butts.
Let me tell you something. It's going to be some writers in a tuck. Like, listen, man, just toss me a couple of dollars. I'm going to act like I'm with these niggas. I got you on two seasons, bro. I got you, baby.
Because it worked out so well for us last time.
It ain't going down like that.
Worked out so well for us last time.
Yeah. So, I mean, they learned their lesson from last time. It's going to be some turncoats this time, man. Because they messed up a lot of seasons, dog. Listen, I'm talking about it was bad.
That's what stalled the Justice League movie back then. They had the Justice League movie fast track. They were already filming scenes for it, and they got shot.
All they got to do is accept submissions from people. There's so many talented people that have not made it as professional writers.
Right.
Let them send in their ideas. Yes. I bet you get busy.
Yo, and you, AJ, you were the one that said with the Power Rangers movie that the original script was 1,000 times better.
It was
better.
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
and
I remember that.
Went out there, you know, but the thing is, just like nepotism, people always going to put up the person they know. Mm-hmm. In the music industry, like, you know, I know you ain't a songwriter, but you my cousin, so you getting out, that's just how the writer's industry is. You know, there's been people doing it for years, even though these younger cats got fresh ideas. That's what's needed right now are fresh ideas.
So here's some of the things that we could be looking forward to if this writer strike does go through, because I'm reading an article
looking forward to
quote unquote the last writer strike happened in November of 2007 and lasted almost 4 months. TV shows including ER, Lost, and 30 Rock were all shut down because of this writer strike.
Wow.
Two movies that had their scripts rushed because of the writer strike: Transformers Revenge of the Fallen and X-Men Origins Wolverine. So you can kind of see the effect that those movies have had.
They need to keep their ear to the street. There's a lot of talented
people.
That's
how you got Deadpool the first time.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. Deadpool wasn't in
it. Yes, it was. California lost almost 40,000 jobs and $2 billion in revenue because of the writer's strike.
And that's
because there are a lot of people that are affected by this. The writers aren't just affected by it.
If y'all need a writer, holler at me.
It goes down, not just the writers are going down, to even craft services. Like, it affects everybody on a TV and movie set.
Yep.
I mean, to me, this is scary. This is, as we do this podcast every week because we love to talk about the movies, TV shows. There could be no scarier news than to hear this, to me personally.
But guess what? On .com, they don't the writers can strike, bro. The storylines ain't that important, right? You deliver a pizza box, something goes down. You forgot she don't got the money to pay.
Did you guys watch the TV show Heroes when it was out?
Yes.
That's another show that was freaking awesome when it came out, but then because of the writer's strike, it just crapped.
Yeah, like there was a terrible, sharp and like very noticeable decline like halfway through season two, where it just started to suck out of nowhere.
Wow.
The first season and a half, it was great.
Awesome.
Like, this is before the whole like superhero TV wave. Like, it was great. It was
phenomenal.
Perfect.
Yeah. It was really
like
good.
Magical.
And then when the strike happened, it just got really just at that point.
It was a sharp decline, just like
it. It got better again. It got better again, and then the last episode of the whole thing was terrible.
Just got crappy.
The last episode was like the worst cliffhanger that lasted years and years and years ever.
And then they tried to bring it back, and it just
I didn't even finish watching it.
I watched Heroes Reborn, two or three episodes, and it just
once
lost.
I saw a dude go inside of a video game, I said I'm done with this.
I do want to bring up. So I do want to switch gears real quick before we actually go into, because we have a lot of Star Wars we want to go over with Aubrey, being Star Wars Celebration Week. But Josh Brolin being casted as Cable. Now, what do you guys think? Like, what do you guys think about Hollywood using same actors to play different roles? Like, there's so many actors out there. Think about that. Like, what do you guys think about, you know, remember when Ryan Reynolds, like, technically he's Green Lantern and he's Deadpool.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, who's Captain America?
Like 1% of actors work.
Chris Evans.
You're seeing the 1%. That's what it is.
Yeah. But the thing is, there's people out there that don't like this. There's people out there like, why couldn't
They don't like, they always don't like it until it comes on the screen. If he comes on the screen and he's a dope Cable, people will be happy.
Yeah, I didn't hear a single person complain like saying, oh, well, Ryan Reynolds used to be Green Lantern, so he can't be Daredevil. I didn't hear a single person complaining about Chris Evans after Captain America came out.
People don't even remember that he was Johnny Storm.
It's the candy talking.
I mean, he would never, he called Deadpool Daredevil. Yeah, that's how you know that he's too much candy.
Bravo, too much candy. You know, I mean, do you guys think that other actors should have got the chance? Like this, I feel they got
the chance, they didn't get it.
Yeah, they auditioned for it.
That's true.
He got the role, bro.
Listen,
they didn't look at.
There's a reason.
People?
I say this. There's a reason he got the role, especially with Marvel casting him as Thanos. Marvel knows their shit when it comes to their casting process. They've nailed it, I think, time and time again. Now, you can go through DC and everybody else, Fox and everything else, see if they nailed it. But Marvel has nailed it. So he's playing Cable. I think Fox has picked up a lot of tips from Marvel.
But Thanos is only a voiceover, though.
No. He's in prosthetics. So, but a lot of it is CGI. But it is prosthetics.
Hold on. So when they show him, that's him.
Yeah, that's him.
Yes, that's
him.
His face.
That's motion capture.
Digital guy?
No,
it's motion capture.
James,
hold on. It's motion capture. Yeah.
So they
like
Schmeagle,
like Gollum.
No, that's animated. He's just a puppet making a mouth open and close. Right.
Well, he's acting it and everything.
Right. I feel you, but that's something to me that's completely different than like when you see the face of Captain America as him, and then seeing him as Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
It's totally different. This dude is a damn 7 foot tall purple alien.
Well, that's what people are saying too. You're not going to even, if you don't know, you don't know.
Right. Yeah. He's probably going to, his voice is different. He's using a different voice.
Well, people don't realize Benedict Cumberbatch was also Dormammu.
Yeah.
You know, but people don't know that because he was just
Nobody gives a fuck.
Right. So, I mean, but like ultimately, like, I mean, Ray Palmer, what's the actor's name that plays him?
Superman.
He was Superman.
Brandon Roth.
Brandon Roth. You know, he played. Yeah. But it just, to me,
five dudes played all the Transformers.
But to me, it's just like there's a pot of superhero actors that they always choose from, and where there might be another one out there that could do the job really well. So I say give someone else an opportunity.
But you're saying give someone else an opportunity.
This is the only thing that I'm saying.
They audition for a reason, and when you it's like if we were going to audition somebody new for this show, and we brought back
Samantha.
Somebody else? What's going on?
But so,
the other D2.
The whole thing about it is that...
You guys are ridiculous.
Screw you guys.
And Jervis done.
Jervis is out of here, everybody. You guys have a good night. Take care.
Everyone's
listening, if it sounds chaotic, there's nothing but a candy high going on because there's an Easter basket filled with chocolate. Everyone's tearing up.
Easter bastard.
Not everyone's tearing it up.
Now it is. But yeah. Right, so now that we're talking about Star Wars, Taylor, can we get a little Star Wars music going on?
Jerv, did you even finish your point?
No, because he was about to walk out the door.
I was listening.
I'm done.
All right, that's your cue, Aubrey. What's going on?
Okay,
in Star Wars world?
So Star Wars Celebration Orlando was this past weekend, April 13th through the 16th. And just saying, if there are any generous benefactors out there, I would love to go to Orlando next year. You can even come with me. Okay. Dev just like shot it.
Wow.
Anyway,
there's this thing called escort services.
Wow.
You guys so do not treat me like the lady that I am. Anyway, probably the biggest thing to come out of Star Wars Celebration was the trailer for The Last Jedi, and I'm assuming everybody here saw
it. Was my erection.
Oh God.
Wow. And inappropriate. All right, finish.
All three quarters of an inch of it.
Oh, yo,
16 inches across, though, made like a cheese wheel.
Burn.
Anyway, so I'm assuming all you guys saw the trailer, right?
Yes.
Yes. What did you think? Because I thought it was awesome.
I didn't think I got enough.
That's why it's called
agreed.
A teaser.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but there's not enough for me to form an opinion. You see the planes are putting red dust on the sand. I don't think that's a bad strategy because we're not being shown everything. Obviously, later in the year, they're going to show us more. But I can't formulate. The only thing I want to know is when Luke, or was that his voice that said the Jedi are...
Yes. Must end, yes.
Yes, that is his voice.
So what is he referring to? That's what I'm curious about.
You won't know until you watch the movie.
The intrigue.
There are a lot of theories, though, about that in terms of like his dialogue.
He might turn Sith?
No. One of the big theories that's going around right now that I'm sure Ed was going to touch on is that Kylo Ren and Snoke aren't Sith. And they very clearly state that there's something different. Just like, hey, the Jedi should no longer be around because the Jedi Order failed. So he's probably referring to there needs to be something new to take place in that. And that's one of the biggest theories.
Almost like a new force behind the light side.
Like the Fledi.
The what?
Get out.
Something else. Like, in other words, it can't be the Jedi. It has to be named something else. Okay.
Yeah.
Some other use of midichlorians.
Different rules. Because the other thing is if you remember correctly, Luke technically isn't a Jedi. He was 20 when he started training.
Yeah, but at the same time, they also said that the last thing he had to do to complete his training was to face his father, which he did do.
Yeah, but did he actually follow the training of a Jedi?
Well, even Yoda said that the last thing he had to do was face his father, so I would say if it's Yoda
face
approved,
his father,
then it's
you
approved.
Must.
Then he's a Jedi. I mean, especially, he was called, in the crawl of The Force Awakens, he was referred to as the last Jedi.
Hey,
which to me,
I get it. It so was wait, called right, Return of the Jedi. Jedi so.
We can speculate, but let me ask you guys from a creative perspective, how dope would it be if Luke just went straight up bad guy? Whatever no. you
it would be
him.
Whack. I no, think it would no. be so no. whack.
He okay, wouldn't be bad guy.
But
no.
Now, you guys,
no,
you realize for years, I used to read the Star Wars books. That actually happens in the old...
No,
but they're not going by the novels.
It happens against his will when Palpatine put, like, essentially paints him in a corner. It's like the bad guy trope of shoot your friend or I'm going to kill this planet.
Right.
Like,
but and also,
right,
but also you got to remember that a lot of those older novels and books are not canon anymore.
Correct.
A lot of the canonicity of Star Wars has changed a lot with the recent direction as soon as Disney took over it. So a lot of the canonicity has changed. So a lot of those things that we have seen in older stories aren't necessarily true anymore. So it could be a lot different. And maybe they could go back on those elements once Last Jedi comes out. Maybe there's something we're not seeing that we could have seen before. But we'll have to wait and see.
And the word still is that the main antagonist in this film is going to be Benicio Del Toro's character.
And we still don't know what his name is. Or Laura Dern,
Right. So
yeah,
we don't know anything about him. But actually, I do like him as a bad guy. He always plays a pretty, like... He
can be very scary.
Yeah. So
I want to see more from Captain Phasma.
Well, she'll be in.
No, that's true. That's
she
real.
She's returning, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
She went out
witch,
like a punk
witch,
in the
witch,
last movie.
Well, witch,
the
witch, Game of Thrones. She's excellent.
They were saying she's going to be playing a larger part. Larger part in the future movies, so.
Right.
Yeah, which I think is awesome because her character was pretty cool. Even though she didn't have a ton of screen time, she was interesting enough, and I'm interested to see what they're going
to
do with her.
To me, she was the
people that aren't Star Wars nerds. If you're like, oh yeah, Captain Phasma, if they've seen the movie, they know who you're talking about.
Yeah absolutely.
She was the only part in the movie that I think they missed on because, like, if they went, they wanted her to be like the mysterious, like Boba Fett, like this character that actually has skills, but dude, she went out like a punk in the
first
movie.
They didn't give her any kind of
screen
time.
Was that?
So did Boba Fett.
No, but that was until the third movie. The first couple movies,
but
he was
still
cool.
Went out. Like,
no, he's still went out like a punk.
But
and I love Boba Fett.
But they gave him some screen time before he went out
but,
like a punk.
But the problem is, the thing is, George Lucas actually said in the interview, he didn't expect Boba Fett to be that popular. Like, his popularity just kind of came out of nowhere. He was just like that. Oh,
I still don't understand it personally. I just saw him as a punk bounty hunter. But, you know, anyway. So, a couple other things we will not see in The Last Jedi. Sadly, we will not see Lando Calrissian, and we will not see Carrie Fisher. So, last week I had announced that her brother, Todd Fisher, had said that they are going to use footage unused in Episode 8 with Carrie Fisher. They were going to put in Episode 9, but Kathleen Kennedy came out and said, actually, Carrie Fisher is not going to appear in Episode 9.
Yeah, they're probably going to have to rewrite a lot of what they're
going to plan for. No, they confirmed that they're actually rewriting the last story now based on the fact that she's passed away, which I think is the right thing to do. You know what I mean? I would rather that than to see what they did with Tarkin, the Grand
Moff. Like the
CGI. That would throw me off. Like, a lot of people, they loved it. I knew I'm looking at CGI.
I like it. The first one looked like the damn Muppets. So, if you like the ones back in the 1970, whatever, and them Jones look like straight puppet time, that's what it looked like.
I mean, more than anything, I just like, now I'm wondering, man, what could have been? Like, what were they planning for Episode 9? We may never know. Are we going to get a spinoff comic?
They'll leak it at some point.
Yeah, they'll leak it probably like a year after the last movie comes out.
Possibly.
Yeah, like that's a long time to wait, but either way.
It is.
Yeah. All right, so a couple of the things they announced at Star Wars Celebration. So we're going to see a new character in The Last Jedi. Her name is Rose. She's played by Kelly Marie Tran. I'm not familiar with this actress. I don't know if you guys are. But her character, Rose, she's a maintenance worker at the Resistance. We're not sure exactly what she's going to be doing, but we do know she's going to get caught up in some kind of crazy adventure with Finn.
So are one of these writers like a former janitor?
Right.
They're giving a lot of power to like
my
janitors.
My first thought was Finn saying that he was maintenance with the First Order. So just a couple other things. So anybody who watches the animated series Rebels, the fourth season, this is going to be its last season.
Yep.
But they're going to pick up and they're going to create a new animated series of shorts called Forces of Destiny. Now, this is going to be based off of the heroines of Star Wars, such as Princess Leia, who's going to be voiced by Shelby Young, Jyn Erso, who will be voiced by Felicity Jones, and Rey, who will be voiced by Daisy Ridley. So I think that's going to be pretty cool. And it's going to be narrated by Maz.
Maz,
Maz Kanata.
Forrest Whitaker's?
No, that's Saul.
Maz is
The Lady in the Lake.
Yes, gotcha. There you go.
Oh, okay. Good lord, I can't remember the actress's name. That's terrible. But you know Maz.
You're horrible.
From The Force Awakens. So those are the biggest announcements that came out of Star Wars Celebration. For anything else, you can go to StarWars.com. That'll update you on the different things they're going to be incorporating in the theme parks. We're not going to see Star Wars Land in Florida and California probably until 2019.
Wow.
But,
boo! Why? No, really. They're not doing it in Florida? It's only California?
No, Florida and California. It's just they're doing so much that it's going to take a couple
Avatar
more years for them to put it together. But in the meantime, they are going to be putting more Star Wars things into the already existing theme parks, which is going to be pretty exciting.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Guys,
give up for Aubrey's report.
News.
Yeah. Aubrey's like, I finally got more than 2 minutes before the show ends.
I'm so excited. I'd be like, I have to shove all this stuff in here.
So, no, I mean,
how many times have you said that?
What? Oh,
shit. Oh, my God. Yo.
Once again, Bravo and I are fighting as usual.
All right.
Nice
to
have you back.
You know what? I'm gonna take a quick minute to reiterate again that next week we're going to have our best of because we're approaching our 1 year anniversary. And, guys, we really do want to thank you guys. Everyone who every week listens to us, you know, you guys been with us from the beginning, guys. So let's give it up for our listeners.
Thank you so much.
And make sure you guys in 2 weeks, and this is actually going to be video. So we're actually going to be, the party nerds are going to be getting more into video, you know. So not only will you be able to listen to us, but you'll be able to look at Bravo's beard and see, you know, all the grooming.
You
can see the hype. But what you don't
it's
believe it, guys.
The only
believe.
Thing you can see is a sugar high. That's the only thing.
And by the
well,
way,
it depends. If you bring this basket next week.
And
don't, please don't bring that back.
What you will see will not be digitally enhanced. It will be his beard in the full, you know. So another thing, I don't know if we ever did we ever congratulate our friend Mojo Raleigh for winning?
We did, yes.
WrestleMania,
we did it the week when Stink Fisher was here. He was here the show after.
You guys thanked him when I was here.
Can we do it again?
Yes.
Can we do it again?
So Mojo Raleigh, congratulations. He won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania, so he got to walk around with the Andre the Giant trophy, so that could lead to big things for him during his time on SmackDown.
And that's awesome, man. And another, we got a lot of surprises.
Nice guy on the planet.
Dean's an awesome dude. Mojo, and we also, and I'm going to make this announcement too, but if you guys are familiar with Lizzie from Twitch,
yes,
we're going to be teaming up with her very soon, and she's going to be a part of our 1 year anniversary. So make sure, remember guys, 2 weeks, make sure you guys tune in. It's going to be an awesome show. Mm-hmm. So
she's one of our muses from A Hymn of Muses. Yep. Just throw that in there.
She's quite amusing.
Terrible.
And AJ, so what is going on in gaming? Like, has there been any, like, what's
up? So the main news that I've seen throughout the week so far has actually come also from Star Wars Celebration. It was the official announcement for Star Wars Battlefront 2.
And it seems like they're finally going to do it right.
Yes, so everything about it does look right. One of the biggest things that came out of the trailer was the announcement of a single-player campaign.
Yes!
So a couple of details that come out of the single-player campaign. It's going to take place about 30 years between the original trilogy, the end of the original trilogy, and the beginning of Force Awakens. So it takes place right after Death Star 2 explodes, ends right around the time that the Starkiller base is taken out. And it's kind of more of like a humanizing side of the Empire because you don't play as anybody from the Resistance or the Rebellion. You're actually playing as a high commander in the Empire itself. So it's kind of, you know, taking her in her eyes as to what she's seeing in terms of like the Death Star is gone. There's no Emperor anymore. Nobody to lead the Empire. What are they going to do next?
Which is really good. One, that itself is an amazing like angle to do. But in the original Star Wars Battlefront games, in Star Wars Battlefront 2, you played following the 501st Legion, which is the Legion that not only fought a lot in the Clone Wars and saved the Jedi from the Geonosis Temple in Episode 2, but it's also the one that led the attack on the Jedi Temple.
Yes. So let me ask you a question, because I remember playing the original Star Wars game. It kind of sucked that it was only like online. It was an online game. You know, will this one actually have a story? Is that what you're saying?
Awesome. So this whole thing is you're going to have a single player campaign. You will have the multiplayer where you'll be able to play as some of the heroes from Star Wars past. There'll be, I believe, they're in the campaign. There are going to be some interactions with Luke and with Kylo as well, and you'll be able to play as Kylo and Rey as bonuses if you pick up the game.
Do
at
they
launch.
Have a button where you can just start raging like Kylo? Just start like let's
maybe
your
if you
lightsaber
play, maybe
around.
If you play as him, all it right. could be a mechanic. But there will be some more gameplay at EA Play's Expo during E3 weekend, which will be June the 11th.
Okay.
So they will have some gameplay of the possibly the single player, but definitely the multiplayer. They will have some gameplay there. And they also did announce that just so that way they don't separate their player base, just like they did with the last game, they will not have a season pass. So they're going to figure out an integrated way to kind of like give people more content for Star Wars Battlefront without having to say like, hey, if you bought this content, you'll be able to play these maps, but then like 25% of the base can't play with you. Yeah. Right. Something related to that. So they're going to find a way to fix that.
Here's my whole thing. Right now, Devin is Mr. Gamer. And you got to understand, Devin's been with us for a year, and it's only been, what, 2 months that you've been a hardcore gamer. Yo,
It's only been two?
It feels like it.
It's been
because you've probably beaten it. How many games have you beaten within your like stint?
I don't know, man.
Devin lost track of time itself.
Yeah. I mean, the last thing I played was Last of Us, which obviously is old, but these guys referred it to me because they said that because I liked...
stories.
No. It was the specific game.
Uncharted.
You know what I mean? And I played the Horizon Zero Dawn and beat that.
So fucking great.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. And then, you know, beat this joint too, but now there's like an expansion. What do y'all call it? DLCs or something like that?
Yes.
For that game. So I have to play that before I move on to something else. But, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to play next.
Well, so my question is, like, all these games you beat, which is your favorite game? Like, you're right now, because, by the way, we're going to talk Devin into streaming on Twitch. This is going to happen.
He's going to stream with us next week.
Game is...
Last of Us or Horizon?
Ooh. No. Titanfall storyline felt real, like... Mm-hmm.
Really?
It felt like real close it to
was
my
the,
heart.
It was the underrated part of last year.
The time freezing parts felt like I was chilling with God. It really did. It did. But
epic.
It was epic. So the games all had amazing things to do with them. Horizon Zero Dawn was perfect, except the choppiness between gameplay and cinematics.
Yeah.
What do you mean by
There's
that?
There's a little bit.
It's not a smooth transition. It's like, let's say you walk up to a person and they're already talking to you as the regular gameplay graphics, but then you hit the triangle, it'll cut them off and start the cinematic part.
I think someone like me and Ed and AJ are a little more used to it just because... As far as games go, Horizon Zero Dawn wasn't that dramatic of a change, but since like you're starting to get into this, like it's one of the more annoying things that happens in games, and I feel Horizon Zero Dawn, as far as that problem goes, did a pretty good job with it.
I think it was coming in on Uncharted, and it was like flawless.
Yeah,
like the cinematic parts just went. Half the time I couldn't tell. Like, am I still playing?
The thing with the Uncharted engine is they try to make it as smooth as possible. So they kind of animated a lot of the gameplay elements to sort of match the cinematic elements. That way, everything just feels very transitional. So when he did Uncharted 4, you had the realistic cinematic and the realistic gameplay because that's how they built the engine. And I think with Horizon Zero Dawn, they never fully got the grasp that Uncharted had with that. So that's why there's that little bit of choppiness. Mm. Although they tried to put higher quality elements in both, you couldn't really find that middle ground to kind of go from one to the other.
Fallout 3 and New Vegas did very good on that because, like, as you went up to talk to someone, it would focus in on them and they would still be talking if they had said something earlier.
Right.
All right, so Def, I got a game for you next. I got a trilogy for you this time.
Uh-oh. Oh, man, that's too much. What is it?
God of War 1, 2.
Oh, yes!
Okay, no. He's been telling me about this.
Bro,
he's been telling me
Dev, you would
even,
like it.
Even though that game right now is probably like 3 to 4 years, it's the graphics were so advanced then, it can bang with the games.
It's a PlayStation 2 game that got re-released on the PS3 and then re-released again on the PS4.
You would like it because it's just the storyline. It's all about Greek mythology. And
revenge.
And it's... Dude, play them all.
Oh, and also with that Last of Us game, that had very, very good into the cinematic parts and out of it. I mean, perfect. And I felt closer to the characters, too, than I did on Uncharted because they were going through, like, the craziest shit on that game. That game was crazy, dog.
Well, I mean, so we're going to get you streaming soon. I mean, that's the bottom line, man.
I mean, look, listen, I play and say all types of shit. I got to play my way. So as long as I don't get nobody in trouble.
So, all right. And one more thing. I wanted to go over a couple things before we round out. By the way, for our anniversary special, we're actually, you know, many of you guys know I work for Corporate Verizon. So we're actually going to be giving away a Google box. We're going to be giving away three boxes during our anniversary special, one of which is going to actually have the Google Dreamcast and the Google Home. So all the details I'm about to put up on social media. It's going to be an awesome contest. I want everyone, you know, listening to take part of this. It's going to be a fun time, you know, coming up. And one more thing I wanted to get into. So Guardians of the Galaxy, you guys, you know, right now that's the next one. How many weeks? When does that come out?
Like 3 weeks from now. It comes out, it actually comes out on Star Wars Day, May the 4th.
Really?
It does. Thursday night, when we go to the Thursday night showing, it's May the 4th.
Okay. So right now, like, that's the next big movie people, like, are talking about. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're not about, if you guys are listening to the show, expect spoilers. There's a lot of spoilers. I don't know how, but people get copies of these movies and stuff ahead of time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk about, first of all, there's going to be
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
Yeah, he was dead the whole time.
Yeah, man. That guy keeps dying.
First of all, there are five post-credit scenes, the most any Marvel movie has ever done.
Or any movie, what? Period, actually.
Five. That's
this
crazy.
Was confirmed by the director as well.
Five. So you're gonna, in other words, you're gonna watch every credit because at some point they're gonna stop and give you another tidbit of something else. I think, and they might. Me and Devin talked about this. You guys noticed for the Guardians of the, Thor Ragnarok trailer.
Yeah.
It looked awfully close to Guardians of the Galaxy. I think they're finally trying to connect the worlds.
Well, they do say it's in outer space. It's not a different realm. It's a different space for Asgard. It's a whole other planet. But the other thing is how many of those scenes are going to be like the Dancing Groot scene?
Yeah, like something like, that doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
just like
it could be like maybe one or two scenes that actually tie into future movies, and then it could be red herrings.
Right, yeah. And you got to look at the release date. So if Guardians is first, they might give you a lead into Thor Ragnarok. You know, I mean, that might be one of the things.
Are.
You know,
yeah.
And then ultimately, like in these movies, I would not be surprised if you start seeing Thanos a lot more, starting to get his, like, you know, because and here's another theory is that Hela, who represents death, maybe she, you know, in the comics, Thanos is obsessed with this woman who is death. Is that Hela? Will they do that? Will they kind of like merge?
I don't think
merge?
They'd go that route because it's also Loki's daughter, and then you had Loki working for Thanos. I think that's just going to be a little too messy of a... I think that's going to be a little too messy. It's not a bad theory, but if they went that route, I'd be pretty disappointed. It just doesn't make sense.
But
they might go that route because they don't have to connect it that way.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Well, this is a critical, like, in a weird way, doesn't it feel like when Infinity Wars comes out, we're wrapping up the Marvel movie?
Yeah, like, what are they going to do after that?
No.
Well, it's phase
I don't
three.
Think
phase
about
three.
It.
You're wrapping up phase three, and you'll start with phase four.
And they confirm that there will be, like, Infinity Wars, there, like, deaths. Like, there's going to be all types of deaths. So, and also based on contracts with the actors, they haven't re-upped. So, like, some of these actors, they're just going to be killed off, which is follows the comic. So, if they die,
that's good.
But,
too, you have to understand, too, when Thanos gets this Infinity Gauntlet, he can totally warp reality and change it. So, that will affect the whole Marvel Universe in phase four. Hmm. So he doesn't have to kill people. You could kill him, but you could bring him back. He can do whatever. It's going to be like the Flash.
The first time he gets the Infinity Gauntlet, the first time he gets it, he snaps his fingers and wipes out half of the population of the galaxy.
Of the galaxy. The I'm sorry. Yeah, of the universe.
So wait, and I guess this is going to be a topic because we only have a minute left. Like in the comics, like who stops Thanos? Is it
Adam Warlock?
All right.
Well, Adam Warlock, Doctor Doom. Wolverine and Hulk.
So we can't do Doctor Doom. We can't do Wolverine. We can do Hulk, Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock is hinted at in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, he was hinted from the...
No, the rumor is that it might be Tyrion Lannister, the actor. They said that's the rumor.
I was
going to
say, what?
No. Well, Peter Dinklage is supposedly, possibly... Adam Warlock. That is the buzz.
I doubt that they do it that route.
That's
the buzz. Remember this podcast.
There's so much they could do, and they don't have to keep strictly to the comics,
right.
Which they haven't done already with Ego.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, Ego's a perfect example of them not sticking strictly to the comics.
We got
to
see the movie. He might end up being a planet. So, guys, real quick, make sure 2 weeks from now, next week we're going to be doing our Best of Party Nerds podcast, but 2 weeks from now will be our anniversary show. We got so many great events going to be tied into this. Again, we appreciate all you guys listening, guys. Give it up. Another great show.
Yay!
Woo! Yeah!
Did you just have too much candy?
Yeah. Damn. Everyone's on the Easter high. So everyone, you guys.
Now I've been watching this show, The 13 Reasons, Will. White kids.
Dude, oh my God.
Welcome to your tape.
I only watched two episodes and I can't watch anymore.
It's pretty bad.
But the Get Down just came back.
Phenomenal.
Yes, it's great. All right, guys. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Party Nerds, Legato, 80s Cartoon Medley, Transform.